Hello, word nerds. Thank you for watching. No, we're not watching anything. What do you do when you listen to this podcast? Let me know. Send me an email. Send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, you'll get these episodes early if you join the $2 tier. And if you join the $5 tier, you'll get some exclusive episodes. I am actually actively working on exclusive episodes, at least two of them. They're just not ready yet. The whole foot thing, I haven't been able to record. Anyway, if you don't know what the foot thing is, I hurt my foot. Go back and listen two episodes ago. So what do you do when you listen to this podcast? Does it help you go to sleep? Are you watching shows? Are you cleaning? Are you driving? Or do you just download it to help me get more downloads and then delete it? Okay, the first word for this episode is backyard. B-A-C-K-Y-A-R-D. It is the first form. It is a noun from 1659. One, an area at the rear of a house. Number two, a nearby area. As in, synonym is neighborhood, as in crimes committed in our own backyard. Now we have the second form of backyard. It is an adjective from 1740, located or occurring in a backyard, as in a backyard barbecue. Also, lacking professional training. Located or occurring in a backyard, also lacking professional training. And we have the synonym amateur. Oh, like I'm a backyard barbecuist. Oh, as in a backyard breeder. I have opinions about that. I'm not going to talk about that. Now we have a word that I don't know. It is baclofen. Yeah, B-A-C-L-O-F-E-N. It is a noun from 1978, and it says the origin is unknown, so this is a mystery word. But it means a gamma aminobutyric acid analog, C10H12CLNO2, used as a relaxant of skeletal muscle, especially in treating spasticity, as in multiple sclerosis. I think we also call that MS. spasticity is a fun word to say. I don't have that, but I can be kind of spastic. I remember when I used to play hacky sack, I would be a little spastic in the way I played. But that's different. All right, now we have, a lot of you are going to love this one. Bacon. B-A-C-O-N. This is a noun. Why did I spell bacon? This is a noun from the 14th century. One, a side of a pig cured and smoked. Number two, we have the synonym money, specifically money gained through employment or legislation, usually used in the phrase bring home the bacon. This is the first time I've actually come across some etymology in the last couple episodes, so let's read it. It is Middle English from Anglo-French, of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German Baho, B-A-H-H-O, a double H, that's not something we usually see, which means side of bacon. And then there's the word ba, B-A-H, I think that's still Old High German, which means back. And there is more at the word back, B-A-C-K. Yeah, I know I try and not talk about my personal life much, so I'm going to keep this short. I am vegan, as I've mentioned. My wife and I are both vegan, so we don't enjoy the typical bacon anymore. But we used to love it when we were young. We very much loved meat and bacon. We just do it for ethical reasons. But I do have to say that when I did eat bacon, I actually went to a bacon fest, and that was probably the most full I have ever been. There was a lot of little samples at all these different tables, and so I tried lots and lots of very small dishes that all had bacon in them, and I was extremely full. And I'm sure my cholesterol and went way up that day, and my heart was crying at me, and all the arteries got clogged up. So that's my story to you. Now we have Baconian, B-A-C-O-N-I-A-N, and the B is capitalized. This is an adjective from 1812. One, of relating to or characteristic of Francis Bacon or his doctrines. Number two, of or relating to those who believe that Francis Bacon wrote the works usually attributed to Shakespeare. And Baconian is also a noun. Now we have BACT, B-A-C-T. It is an abbreviation for, one, bacterial, two, bacteriology, and three, bacterium. Now we have bacteremia, B-A-C-T-E-R-E-M-I-A. It is a noun from circa 1890. The usually transient presence of bacteria in the blood, and bacteremic. Bacteremic is an adjective. And we're going to skip the etymology. We are going to move on to a prefix, bacteri or bacterio. And it just means bacteria, as in bacteriolysis or bacteriolysis, one of those. Now we have our favorite word, bacteria, the one that we've been talking about. It is a noun from 1881. And it just has the synonym bacterium, and it is not usually used technically. So usually in a technical term, they'll use bacterium, but bacteria basically means the same thing. And we have some usage information about bacteria. Here we go! Bacteria is regularly a plural in scientific and pedagogical this is a thing that I would cut out and put in the outtakes episode, which is going to be on Patreon, but I'm not cutting this one out. Pedagogical, that's just how I'm going to say it because I'm not sure. Pedagogical. Yeah, let's start that over. Bacteria is regularly a plural in scientific and pedagogical use, although I don't think I said that word correctly. In speech and in journalism, it is also used as a singular, and it is sometimes pluralized as bacterias, as in caused by a bacteria or bacterias born by certain tiny ticks. And that is from the Wall Street Journal. Also, as in more resistant to chlorine and elevated water temperatures than other bacterias. And that is from Alan Bruckheim, MD, from the Chicago Tribune. And then finally, it says, these journalistic uses are found in British as well as American sources. All right, next word is bacterial, with an L at the end. This is an adjective from 1871, of relating to or caused by bacteria, as in bacterial infection. And bacterially is an adverb. Now we have a word that is not a fun word. It is two words, actually. Bacterial vaginosis. This is a noun from 1985. Vaginitis that is marked by a grayish vaginal discharge, usually of foul odor, and that is associated with the presence of excessive amounts of some bacteria, called also nonspecific vaginitis. And the scientific name, it says, especially Gardnerella vaginalis. So to half of the world out there that potentially will have to deal with this, I hope you don't have to deal with this. That is my gift to you. I hope you never have to deal with this because that doesn't sound good. Okay, I don't know a lot. I have to claim ignorance. I don't know a lot. Is this something that happens often or is it rare? I don't know, but I hope you don't have to deal with it. All right, next we have bactericidal, or could also be bacteriocidal. This is an adjective from 1877, and it means destroying bacteria. Bactericide is a noun, and also bacteriocide. So you see there's that prefix that we talked about a little while ago. It could be bacteri or bacterio. Now we have bacterin, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-N. It is a noun from circa 1912, a suspension of killed or attenuated bacteria for use as a vaccine. Now we have a long word, bacteriochlorophyll. B-A-C-T-E-R-I-O-C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L. This is a noun from 1938. A pyrrole derivative in photosynthetic bacteria related to the chlorophyll of higher plants. A pyrrole is P-Y-R-R-O-L-E. Now we have bacteriocin. Yeah, bacteriocin. This is a noun from 1954. An antibiotic as colicin produced by bacteria. Next is bacteriology. This is a noun from 1884. 1. A science that deals with bacteria and their relations to medicine, industry, and agriculture. Number 2. Bacterial life and phenomena. Bacteriologic or bacteriological, those are adjectives. And bacteriologically is an adverb. And bacteriologist is a noun. Next we have, bacteriolysis. There we go. This is a noun from 1900. Destruction or dissolution of bacterial cells. And bacteriolytic is an adjective. And we have gotten to our last episode for this. What did I say? We have gotten to the last word of this episode. It is bacteriophage. B-A-C-T-E-R-I-O-P-H-A-G-E. It could also be bacteriophage, depending on how you want to say it. This is a noun from 1920, a virus that infects bacteria. And bacteriophagy, or bacteriophagy, is a noun. Well, so the easy thing to pick for the word of the episode would be bacteria, but, I think that's cheating. I don't want to pick that one. We're going to pick bacteria chlorophyll as the word of the episode, because that, it's just a fun word to say and spell. And, this is the last day of January, right? Yeah. I hope that you are getting your tax information by today. Your business, if you work for a company, you should be getting, if you bank, any tax information, you should be getting that by the end of today. Why am I talking about this on a podcast about the dictionary? I don't know. It just popped in my head because it's January 31st. So, I hope you get all that today and you go deal with your taxes, and I hope that you don't have to pay anything. Or if you do, I hope it's a very small amount. Anyway, that is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is me talking to you about some words. Goodbye.